go in depth about Invincible. I don't even have a lot to say. I didn't even like it that much, to be honest.
Would you like the last episode?
No, I like the last episode. I'm talking about the season as a whole.
Oh, why? Because of the break?
Not because of the break. I just feel like not that much happened, really.
I mean, it was him trying to figure out if he wants to be a hero or not. Like, basically, the rest of his life, what's it going to be? Is he going to be normal? Is he going to be a hero? Can he balance the two? Can't balance the two. He has his own race of people trying to destroy his world who he literally just found out not that long ago after that beat him up, which wasn't that long ago. I don't know. I don't feel that way. I don't feel the same.
Wait, but can you hear that hammer, though?
No.
They're doing some work outside. Okay. We'll talk about it a little bit. We'll get started. What's up? It's Week in Weebs, episode 67, April 10th, 2024. We're living in a post-eclipse world. Did you watch the eclipse, Jason?
No. I mean, I went outside when it happened, but I didn't, like, look at it.
So then what did you do? You just, like,
looked. I didn't have any glasses, so I couldn't look at it. I mean, but, like, it wasn't, like, total, where I was at, we didn't get totality. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of, like, it dimmed, but it didn't get, like, dark. You know how, like, some places it got real dark, like, really dark.
It just kind of got dark here.
It got dark, but it didn't get, like, I don't know if you've seen those videos when it's, like, crazy dark in some areas that were, like, really, really on the path. So, I was like, eh. And plus, I've seen the eclipse already. Like, it was one, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, something like that.
So, okay. So it wasn't, like, a huge deal for me. Like, I've seen multiple eclipses. So,
just an astral being already. I've seen these multiple times in my lifetime. I've never seen one before. It got pretty dark.
Oh, you didn't see the one a few years back? We were in school.
Nah, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, so. So I was like, it's whatever. It was.
Hold on, let me shut my window.
Now I can hear that. Yeah. It's like drilling or something. But yeah, I was like, it's cool. Like, obviously, it's a phenomenon, you know? Like, it's crazy. It happens every 20 years, pretty much.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said, it's crazy, but it happens like every 20 years. They say there's a total of, like, that was the first one that you could see in a long time everywhere in the U.S., though. Because, like, there's been eclipses, like, throughout multiple years that you only get to see in certain locations on Earth. So.
Okay. But I went out on my, they let, at my job, they let us, they had, like, a watch party in the office, but you could work at home if you want to. So I chose to work at home. And I got glasses from the store. And me and Mariah went out in the parking lot, just looked at it. It was cool. It was cool. But okay. Anything interesting happened in the past week?
No, not really. Not that I would say.
Okay, okay. I can't really think of anything else. I mean, I went to Indianapolis to see Morgan Wallen. He's a country artist. We saw him. That was crazy. Just the amount of people that were there. He performed in the Colts, like the NFL Colts Stadium. And it was super packed. Like, it was amazing how many people were in there. Like, you would have thought it was an NFL game playing. Like, it was. If there weren't people on the floor, actually, I feel like that entire, like, all the seats in the stadium probably would have been full. Like, it was crazy. But, yeah. We can go ahead and get to our shows and mangas or whatever. How'd you feel about the Invincible season 2 finale, everything?
I thought it was good. I thought the whole season was good. I know everybody's like, oh, why'd they take this break? Slow down momentum. But I mean, like, obviously it sucks that they went on, like, hiatus and stuff, but that didn't take away from, to me at least, it didn't take away from the show, like, from the season. It's like, dang, it sucks that we had to wait, but it, I don't know, like, if we didn't wait, and if we did wait, the same content would have been presented, so, you know, for
yeah,
me,
yeah, that didn't
like,
bother me.
Yeah, like, obviously, it sucks, like, I don't want to wait, like, dang, what am I waiting for, but as long as the content is the same, then, you know, I'm okay with that. I thought it was good. I thought the season was good. They say this is where the story really begins now. About to get his new suit. And things are really going to start kicking off. So, yeah.
I like feel it. Like, I don't know. I don't think it was a bad season, necessarily. I didn't like it as much as the first season. I feel like it was anticlimactic for how long we waited for it. Maybe that's why it took so long to come out, and then it came out, and I was just like, you know, I was just like, okay. Like, that's just, to me, it didn't feel like a lot really happened. Like, I get he was going through an internal battle, trying to figure out whether he wants to be a hero or a student or a boyfriend or a son or a stepbrother or whatever, all these different things going on. But I was just like, I don't know. Like, there was a couple, there was like three big moments that I could think of. Like, obviously the finale. What was the other one? When Omni-Man was there on that planet and they fought together. Like, that was a big moment. And what was the other one? I can't even think about it. Like, I don't even know. Just like, I don't know. I just feel like not a lot happened over a span of 8 episodes. Like, honestly, I can't even tell you what happened. They pump faked the Guardians of the Globe dying. So I was like,
yeah,
okay, whatever.
All of them survived.
Yeah. I was just like, what even happened? Like, what even? He lost his girlfriend.
What do you mean, what
they
even
broke
happened?
Up. He lost his girlfriend. Like, that's the only thing that really changed. He lost his girlfriend. And I guess Alan and Omni-Man are together in that place, but like, that's all I could think of that like really changed. He broke up with his girlfriend.
What's her name? Showed up to the Earth. It was like, hey, this is your last time. We're offering you kind of like, you know, you do this. Or, you know, you could do it, or it's not going to be peaceful, and we just force it to happen. Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Anissa
whooped them.
So, I don't know. I thought the season was good. I thought it was good. I can agree that we waited a long time, and it feels like not much happened, but I feel like it all builds into the story.
He didn't even tell the girl that future her...
Adam
liked her the whole time. Yeah, liked him the whole time. He knew
I mean,
that.
Yeah, he doesn't have to.
He's just gonna play it out, like act like he doesn't. That's weird, though, isn't that?
No, like, he's not gonna act like he doesn't.
Okay, so like, okay,
you'll see. They're a thing. They become a relationship. Like, they're. I guess this is a spoiler, but like, this shit's been out for a long time. But like, they, like, I don't know. Everybody knows outside looking in, like they're gonna be together.
Okay.
But it's just kind of weird to say that, like, when you get back.
I mean, but, like, okay. So, like, let's say a girl,
a future version of a girl that likes you says, hey, says you know, that, I never told you, I never confessed my love to you, and if anything, when you get back, just let her know that you appreciate her and stuff like that. He's like, all right, I will do that. But you gotta remember, he literally just broke up with his girlfriend, like, not even a day like to him.
That's the perfect time for a rebound.
Alright, bro. Like, and he was going to say something, but he was like, maybe it's not the right time. But it's going to build. It's going to be gradual. He's not going to force it. It's just going to be, you know, it's going to be organic.
But is that weird, though? Because, okay, so you know that this girl likes you. But she hasn't told you she likes you. Her future self told you that she likes you. So you go back to the present, you know that she likes you. How do you act? If you want to pursue a relationship with her...
How do I act? I act the same way I'm going to act. She likes me.
But you already know that she likes you. It's different
now. But he's not acting like any differently. He's not like moving like, I don't know if he likes... He's just acting how he's normally acting. It's just like, oh, she likes him though. But it's like, he's not going to be weird about it. I don't know. I feel like... The way I'm viewing this and the way you're viewing this is very different. Like, why would he act any differently? I mean, obviously, he'll be like, okay, she likes me, and I think I like her. I'm not sure. I kind of do. I just broke up with my other girlfriend, who I liked a lot, And I kind of like her, but I don't know if I really, really like her. But I know she really, really likes me. So I'm just going to see what happens and see if I really, really like her, like she really, really likes me. And if we both really, really like each other, then we can be a thing. The way you're making it seem like, oh, somebody's get back. Oh, yeah, I'm here. What's up?
That's what I thought he was going to do. But okay.
But it's like, you see what I'm saying? I mean, he could, but it's like in his circumstance, I feel like, He has a lot going on in his head right now. I think the last thing he's worried about is being in a relationship with another girl at the moment.
That's true. But I'm just saying, okay, moving forward, I feel like it's weird to know that someone, like, she doesn't just, like, really like him. Like, she, like, loved him. Like, she, like, professed her love. Like life regret. Like, I regret not telling you this. So, like,
yeah, but you gotta how think, do you move forward without that, like, being weird? Years. Of her not seeing him, thinking he's going to come back. So, like, it's easy for her to be like, dang, I regret this because it's been so long. Now, let's say it was only like a
week or 2 weeks. She never moved on.
No, right. But what I'm saying, like, if it's like a week or 2 weeks, she wouldn't be feeling like, dang, this was my life. You know, my life regret is not confessing my love to Mark Grayson. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you say, like, only saying the present.
Yeah, she's only saying that. Like, her in the present does not feel that way. And I'm pretty sure over time, as time went by with him being absent, she started feeling stronger and stronger and stronger. Not to say she doesn't like him at... I'm just saying she does like him currently in the present day, right? But I don't think the amount of love that she has and admiration for him is as large as it is in the future when she shows up and sees him again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, she can be like, yeah, I liked you a lot when I was younger. But obviously, now that I'm older and I haven't seen you for X amount of years, I like you even more, and I feel even bad that I didn't say anything about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that. But she has the potential to feel that way.
Right. But what I'm saying is...
And it's basically already... And it's to him, since he already knows future Eve, it's basically timeline proven that she is going to feel that way, or that she does. I mean,
it's not timeline proven, because in that timeline, he was absent. He wasn't there. So, like, the way she feels can change based on how he is during that timeline of her aging and him aging at the same time. This is strictly based off what she remembers from him as a teenager before 20 years went by.
That's true.
20 years is a lot of time to change.
But I'm just saying, holding on to that regret for 20 years...
People hold on to a lot of things that make no sense. But you see what I'm saying, though? You see what I'm saying?
Like, oh, I see what you're saying. I definitely get what you're saying. But yeah, I just think it would be weird for me.
I mean, who did he go to talk to? He went to talk to her. Sat down on top of they were on top of like some bridge, right? The highway, like the bridge of a highway or something like that. Just looking over. And they sat there. Next to each other, holding hands. It's a start, man. It's a start. Like, I don't know. I don't know what you want. What do you want?
I thought he was gonna tell her that point.
I love you,
bro. No, not that he loves her. I thought that he was gonna say that I met future you, and
why would he say that? Why? Why does she need to know that?
Because I mean, that's what future her wanted.
That is not what future her wanted. Future her said, I never said this when I was younger, but I want you to know that I have love for you, and I didn't realize how much I had love for you until you were gone. So I'm just letting you know that. That's essentially what she was saying. He's
she
like,
also
all right.
Said, say something to me.
Did she say
she said explicitly? Yes, yeah, she said, whether it's you love me back or you don't love me, I just want you to say something.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. But, like, why does he need to say it right now? I'm not missing. You got X amount of time. We got all this time for me to determine how I like you. Like, what?
Man.
He probably doesn't know how much he likes you yet.
I feel like the longer he waits, the less natural it's going to be. Because now you're thinking, like, I'm hanging out with her.
I think the longer he waits, the more natural it will be. Because he has more time to determine his actual feelings and situate himself and understand his feelings. I feel like if someone says something to you and in the heat of the moment, right when you get back or right after you say something, it's not always, I don't feel like that's always the best time to confess something or say something without thinking about it thoroughly. Like, okay, this is how I feel, and this is what I feel. Or, you get what I'm saying? Like, just because it's in the heat of the moment doesn't, even though people say, oh, you say the truth in the heat of the moment, that's not always true. You might say the truth, but you might not say the truth how you meant to say the truth or how you mean the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying. Like, he has plenty of time. Like, he's not going to go missing again. I doubt. Well, I'm not going to say that. But he's not going to just go 20 plus years without seeing anybody. You know what I'm saying? Again, I doubt that'll happen.
With his life, you never know.
I don't know. That's how I feel about it. You also forgot the part where he fought, it was like, not Batman. The dude was low-key like Batman. Not the Batman in the beginning, but he could, like, hop into the,
so my brain, the shadows.
You know what I'm talking about? He could hop into the shadows.
Yeah, the guy in the darkness. He fought
that guy.
I mean, I remember the fights. I just feel like from a story standpoint, not a lot. You feel like
much happened?
Not, I think there a lot was happened. Not a lot of movement to me.
He went to the other planet with his dad. Found out his dad was still alive, started a new life, and then the Viltrumite showed up and was like, hey, we've been looking for you. You didn't do what you're supposed to do on Earth, so you're going to prison, and we're going to put you in trial and pretty much execute you. And then your son, since he's a Viltrumite and he fits the mold, he's going to have to take over your duty. We're going to send him back. If he doesn't do what he needs to do, we're going to show up, and we're just going to raise hell and take over ourselves so you can do what you want with the information. You can do it or we can do it. Either way, it's going to happen. So it's like, you know, it is what it is. And then we had Alan in space. He ran into the Viltrumites. He fought them and pretty much got killed. Healed back up. Now he's stronger. He's pretty much as strong as a Viltrumite.
Those were the biggest plot points. I feel like from the episode that Omni-Man and Mark fight the Viltrumites to the finale, I feel like not much happened.
I mean, Anissa showed up to Earth. Mark broke up with, what's her name? Which I feel like is a huge, important piece of the story. So now he doesn't have an attachment to, I guess, Earthlings? Not Earthlings. Like, he obviously has attachment to Earth. He's, you know, he's, that's who his loyalty lies with, is Earth and the people of Earth. But, like, in terms of having someone to hold against him, like, I feel like he's trying to remove that attachment so somebody can't be like, oh, I have this person that you love that I can use to get to you, you know?
He still got his mom and his brother. That's what he did in the
finale. His brother, but his brother's going to also have powers. I don't know if that's a spoiler. I mean, that's not really a spoiler. You could just guess.
I assume, yeah.
His mom, okay, you have his mom. And then Adam Eve, too. But she has powers, so she can fight, you know? She can fight back. It really would just be his mom. For the most part. Yeah. Then what else? We see the guy who can go into different dimensions. Which, I'm not gonna lie, him dying so early was kind of like, I feel like he could have had a lot of use going
Nothing
forward in
happened
the story.
Of him. He literally popped up in the, was it the first episode?
He is important, though. Because he was like, you're literally the only version of yourself who didn't join your father. You're the only version of yourself who's like, good. So that means, like, that Mark is literally an anomaly. He's one in, like, a trillion, bro.
I get that, but, like, I feel like the first episode, whatever he popped up, framed it like he was going to be the main antagonist. And then he doesn't show up again until the finale.
Well, I didn't even think he was meant to be a villain, remember? He wasn't going to be a villain. He was going to be a hero at first. But then his plan messed up when the twins and a bunch of stuff happened while he was trying to, you know, put all his selves into one person.
I remember, like, Mark showed up, and then they started fighting him, and then he took the thing off and exploded, and then he blamed Mark.
And then
Mark.
All his memories from all his different lives got, you know, mushed into one. And the reason he hated Mark so much is every single reality, Mark was a bad guy, and he just terrorized the Earth.
Yes.
So he was taken out on a good version of him, which kind of doesn't make sense, but he went crazy. Like, he literally couldn't tell what was what. Like, what was his... Remember, he was like, I don't know what is my memories. And he was like, they're all my memories when they're not.
Yeah.
So, and that let Mark finally see, like, okay, my power is, that was the first time he actually used his full power on somebody. Remember, he's like, I thought
he felt bad for killing him.
Yeah, he felt really bad. Yeah. So that's like huge character. I can't even say development because we kind of already knew he felt bad about like killing people and stuff, but it gave us more insight to like how. I mean, even Omni-Man was like, you're holding back. You're always holding back. Stop holding back. Even when he fought the Viltrumites, he was like, why are you holding back? Like, this is life or death. You need right. to fight them like you're trying to kill them. And I don't know. It gives him more humanity because he's not like, even though that dude broke his mom's arm, he felt bad for killing him, which I would not say the same. I'm going to be honest. Like, that nigga would be dead.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel bad either.
Like, I wouldn't care if I just killed you. Like, so what? So I don't know. I mean, I thought it was good. I get what you're saying. Like, it feels like nothing really came of this arc, really, aside from him going to the other planet and then the Viltrumite showing up saying we're gonna come to Earth. Like, everything else was just kind of like, you could say filler. Like, if you're gonna explain this to somebody, the story of Invincible, you could leave out a lot of the stuff that we just spoke about because it's not like main plot points.
Like, I feel like episode 1 through 3 and the finale were, like, kind of important episodes, and everything else
and
in the
Martian
middle.
Episode. That episode's super important. They made it to Earth.
I mean, I know one made it to Earth, but, like,
that's all it takes is one. The
I guess
hive
we'll
mind.
See if anything comes of that.
Okay. It is going to come back because he can take over every single. He can take over every single human on Earth. Like, literally, that one human was able to, you know, control the whole hive mind. So now he can host multiple humans because every single human is susceptible to being taken control of. I get what you're saying though, because they do have like huge pieces that pop
everything.
Up. Yeah, they have big setups for a lot of stuff that turns out to be like super small, but. You gotta also remember it's a show. Like, they can't elaborate as much as they can in a comic book.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, in a comic book, let's say, just like with a manga. I mean, it's a little bit different because, you know, mangas and animes seem to follow a lot more true to the source material. Not to say that this isn't following true to the source material, but they get more time to spend on certain, you know, arcs and areas. Like, for instance, let's say the Martian or the... It's not a Martian. I forgot the name of him, but the monster thing that can take over the humans, right? And control the whole hive mind. Let's say in the comic book, it's multiple books or chapters, so to speak, of this thing, you know, causing war on Earth and the defenders, Earth defenders or guardians. What are they? Guardians of the Globe?
Guardians of the Globe.
Guardians of the Globe are fighting them for X amount of time. Let's say it's like 4 or 5 chapters, right? But you can sum that up into like two or three episodes, and it feels like it's not as meaningful, you know what I'm saying, depending on how they do it. But in the book, it might have been a lot longer, even though they still covered everything the same way. In the show, it just felt a lot more meaningful because it was a lot more time, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you're saying it felt more meaningful in the comic,
like, it might feel
in the
more
show
meaningful in the book than in the show, because how much time they spend with it in comparison. Even though all the same events happen in the show as in the book, it's probably not, it's not as much time. You get what I'm saying? Like, in the show, for instance, like, let's say, this is just a theoretical, like, let's say it's a book that comes out and it's this one arc that's super good. People love it. Mind you, like, with mangas and stuff, you know, it comes out like every week, once a month or something like that, right? Depending on the artist. So it's been 3 months of this arc, right? 3 months of waiting, anticipation. People are like, dang, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? But compare that to, like, if you just get it all in, like, 1 week or 2 weeks. And it's not as much buildup because it's just there. It's just happening right away. It's going to feel like, ah, dang. Like, yeah, it was big, but it didn't feel as significant or as, you know.
I don't know. I can't completely agree with that, because you can make something 1 to 2 episodes and still be really good or impactful.
I don't know, man. Thousand Year Blood.
Like,
War.
It can be a mini arc and
Bleach,
still be
Bleach.
Cool.
Let me know. Bleach. Hey.
Core 2 was mid.
they was waiting long. They're like, yeah, bro, this is going to be crazy. It came out. I'm like, ah, this is, I don't know.
I mean, Core 2 wasn't that good to me. I say that.
Okay, but that's the same thing. But they're all the people who were reading the manga, they're like, bro, this is so good. This is so great. And then the animator's like, it doesn't feel, it's like whatever.
I mean, I guess it depends how you look at it. Not necessarily. I see people saying that Core 2 was their least favorite, or Part 2 was their least favorite part.
Like, overall. I'm talking about in the manga.
Yeah, in the manga.
Okay.
I've seen people say that. Like, I don't know. I feel like if it's not good in the source material, it's probably, or not even, not that interesting in the source material, it probably isn't going to be that interesting in the adaption either.
I don't know. I feel like I can't say
season 2. I'm not calling season 2 just completely a wash. Like,
I mean, you pretty much did. You said only 3 of the 4 of the 8 episodes are good. What do you mean?
I just feel like they were all good. You literally just said
the first 3 episodes and then the finale. Like, what do you mean? Like, that's literally half. That's
half of that show.
4 out of 8.
Okay, sure. I just feel like from a plot perspective, there was a lot of, now that you say it, it's a lot of setting up for the future.
For the future, right, yeah.
Setup isn't always that interesting. I think that's why I felt that way. But I don't think it was bad.
I feel like once everything comes back, like, this is how I'm looking at it, right? I feel like the way you're viewing it as if everything is available. Like, you're viewing it, if everything was available right now, you would feel a lot different, I feel like, about how you feel about the current episodes and the setups. Like, if the next season was already out, you would probably feel a lot different about the setup because you see the payout for the setup. But since you don't see the payout for the setup, you're kind of just like, ah, this is whatever.
Okay, I feel like it was a season of no payouts.
Yeah, and that's fine. There's a lot of animes like that.
I mean, with no payouts?
Yeah. The whole season, there's gotta
be at least one payout of some kind.
You gotta think. We can go to Naruto. Naruto had how many episodes, bro? Like 300? You would go.
Are you going filler or regular?
No, regular. No filler. I'm talking about, like, you would go regular episodes. Like, mind you, this is only 8 episodes. So let's say 16 episodes. Because, you know, they're like 40 minutes, 50 minute long episodes, right?
Right.
So, in a traditional show, it'll probably be like 16 episodes. There's been times in Naruto and other animes that are like extremely long, that have a lot of episodes that go 12, 15 episodes, just build up, and then the setup the payout might be like episode 20. You know what I'm saying? Or like 22. Like, they have stretches where there's long setups. It's just the fact that it keeps coming out next week that you're like, okay, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm getting at. Like, you're just, the payout hasn't come yet, so you're like, dang, this, like, why do I care about the setup? Which I think is, like, unfair. I don't think you should look at it that way.
But it's kind of disappointing if the last, like, when did season 1 come out? In 2021 or something? 2020, 2021?
Let's see. 2021. Yep, March 2021.
Okay.
So it's been 3 years.
Just feels a bit disappointing when you wait 3 years for setups. Do I gotta wait another 3 years for it to pay out?
No, you're probably not gonna
I would be 27 by the time.
I mean, you could just read the book. The comics.
I'm not gonna read the book. Come on, bro.
But you read the manga. Well, like, I'm not. What's
I got
the
sites for that. I don't even know where to find the Invincible comics.
You can
comics type in. And
bruh.
I don't want to spoil it for myself. This is Invincible isn't something I want to read the comics for.
I don't even care about spoilers, bro. I'm not going to lie. Like, I've gotten to the point where, like, spoilers don't mean anything to me. Because if I want to get to the end of the story and I want to know what's going to happen, I want to know what's going to happen. So it's like, that doesn't take away from me consuming it and seeing it in person. I think we talked about this already.
Like, yeah, I feel a bit different.
Like, I'm a person who doesn't care. Like, when I watch it, I'm still going to be in awe and I'm still going to enjoy what I'm watching, even if I know the outcome.
I feel
not about,
the same.
It's not about the end. It's not about the end, Lonzo. It's about the journey.
It's not, okay, but a show is
it's
less
It's not about the destination.
You know
it's
the
about the journey.
Already.
It's about the journey. It's not about
you,
the destination.
You gotta admit, a show is less exciting if you already know what's gonna happen.
No, I can't agree. I can't agree.
How? The twists aren't twisting.
Huh?
The twists aren't gonna twist because you already know what's gonna happen.
Still twist. It's just like, look, I'm gonna get you with this one because it's just like in shows. It's just like in shows where they tell you, like they tell the main character how it's gonna happen, but you don't know how it's. You know what's gonna happen. You just don't know how it's gonna happen. Like just because I know what's gonna happen, I don't know how it's gonna happen. I can infer from like watching what's gonna happen, but that doesn't always mean it's right. From my prediction.
So like for Invincible, for example, I know that they don't follow the Invincible comic panel for panel.
Right.
I think I've heard that. So like with Invincible, I think that probably works. Now something like JJK, when they adapt the Culling games, I'm still gonna be hype and excited to see it all animated. But like I'm not gonna be surprised.
You're not gonna feel as suspenseful at certain moments.
Yeah. Like when Megumi and them are on the rooftop, excitement. I'm not gonna be surprised when Sukuna uses
the
chain.
Different. You literally know every single thing that's gonna happen.
I know.
It's not like you get what I'm saying? You know every single thing that's gonna happen. You've read it, so you've seen everything, like everything in between. There's nothing that you're not gonna be ready for. Whereas what I'm saying is, like, if somebody spoils the end of a story for me, like, oh, at the end this happens, I'm gonna be like, dang, okay. But I'm not gonna be like, I don't even wanna watch anymore because I know how it ends. Because
okay,
I don't know
yes.
what happened in between.
That's true. I've been enticed by certain parts
by
of shows. Yeah.
Based on
that
what
you just
know.
See randomly. And yeah. you're just like, oh, that looks interesting. And then you watch it, you don't know when it's gonna come up. Yes, that's still suspenseful.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's
okay,
all I'm saying.
Yes. That's still suspenseful. Even if you know a part that's gonna come, you don't know when it's gonna come. So yes, that is true. Pause.
No need. But,
let's move on. Do you want to talk about the new shows or JJK first?
We can talk about JJK real quick.
Okay.
I was right on my prediction. Miguel was
right,
about to get the fuck
one?
Up out of there.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you were very right about that.
He was like, yeah, bro, it's time to go. It's time to go. I'm not dealing with this. This is not what I signed up for. I'm out of here. That was pretty cool. Everybody showed back up. Chozo, Yuji, Maki. They all pretty much dealt some more blows to Sukuna.
Think that Yuji's looking more awakened. MC-like?
Who, Yuji?
Yeah.
I think he's about to level up. Every time we've seen somebody awaken, they've gone up another level. Like, exponentially. Maki, Gojo, Yuji. Who else got awakened?
I just remember maybe in, like, Mahito and Todo and that fight.
Yeah. They got awakened, yeah. So,
do you like the
and I mean,
Sukuna's
pretty
getting?
Hurt. They said his reverse curse technique was supposed to come back after you. His black. Also, this is another thing I've seen. It was a meme of the little punching machines where you punch them and it gives you out of 1,000 or 999.
Yeah,
they were saying every time Sukuna does a black flash, it's just zero because like everybody just gets back up after he black flashes them. Like I'm not understanding. Literally, well, everybody he's Black Flash has gotten back up and been able to, like, move.
Yeah, I mean, Maki was out for a while, at least.
Yeah,
No one has
Black
died.
Flash from him, you should think they should be dead.
Well, have we ever seen a Black Flash kill anyone, per se? We never actually seen it kill anyone.
We haven't seen it kill. We saw, yeah, that's true, because Yuji hit, six in a row on,
Hanami?
Hanami, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, he was weak. He was weaker at the time. Remember, he wasn't that strong of a sorcerer.
True.
So it's like, yeah, he's Black Flashing, but his curse energy at the time wasn't what it is now. Like, I'm assuming that your Black Flash scales to your curse energy, because it's like perfect timing with your curse energy. So somebody with low curse energy Black Flashing you, and somebody with high curse energy Black Flashing you is not the same. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's not. But in... in theory, like, technically, we haven't seen anyone die from a Black Flash, even though I'm sure someone could die from it.
Yeah.
But he's hit Maki twice. I
feel like his Black Flash should be like a Falcon, like a Falcon punch, bro. Like, you're done. Like, you're out of the game, bro.
Well, Maki, you see what LaRue... Okay, Chozo, he covered himself, he shielded himself last second. LaRue is about to be on a respirator.
Yeah, but he's still able to move. Well, Miguel's holding him up.
Yeah, he's on crutches, basically. He's basically on crutches.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was going to die last week. That was my prediction. He didn't die, but he's definitely, like, out of the game as far as, like, movement goes. Let me see. But yeah.
Also, he didn't start healing. They were saying, like, if I hit a second Black Flash, I can heal. That hasn't happened yet, so.
I think next chapter it will.
Because he just got hit with a Black Flash from Yuji.
Yeah. I think next chapter, because he gets more hype when things get harder, so I think something's going to happen. I don't think this is the end of the fight.
And we still don't know what's going on with Hikari and...
Hirame.
And yeah, Hirame. They're just...
You think it'll cut back?
It needs to. I'm not going to lie, because, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, we saw them fighting for a second, and then they just started talking, and then they cut back to this. So, like, I want an update on their fight. Like, is somebody winning? Is somebody losing? Is it just a stalemate? Like, what?
Yeah, we need to see that. I hope it ends this month, but it probably won't. I don't know. People were talking about, like, Yuji's eyes, saying that they look like
they look different.
Do you think that he's going to get the slashes?
They were saying his eyes look like Sukuna's. I thought they were just... I didn't know people were
comparing their eyes. So, like, the multiple circles, that's how Sukuna's eyes look. That's a bad example. But, like, Sukuna's eyes usually look like that. Like the...
Like, right there?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure if that has any meaning. I feel like if he's the only person in the show to have eyes that have looked like that after a certain point, then yeah, but I would have to do some research.
Okay.
I feel like this is just showing, like, he's locked in. Like,
yeah.
I don't think it's... I'm not putting too much weight into that.
Okay. We'll see. So Yuji went from having no curse technique to he's got blood manipulation. Whatever his arms are.
Can you use reverse curse technique too?
Reverse curse technique. Oh, he's looking pretty. I mean, I still don't know where the rank
is. I mean, he doesn't have an innate. We don't know what his innate curse technique is.
Is it not blood manipulation?
I don't think so. I don't think innate curse technique and a curse technique is the same thing.
They said you can only have so many. So he definitely has blood manipulation. I'm assuming his arms are also part of that, but I don't know. You think he's going to have another one? Someone was guessing. Someone predicted he might have gravity, but I don't think he'll have that.
It says innate techniques are unique abilities congenitally engraved into the user's body, specifically in the right prefrontal cortex. Is blood manipulation really unique? Like, the whole clan has that.
Yeah, but that's their innate. Like, whoever has that, like, that's their innate curse technique, I'm pretty sure.
Hmm.
And there's only, like, a few characters in the show that have more than one technique.
I'm just looking because this wiki page, it could be wrong, but, like, it's not even showing Chozo on here or the other guy when listing, like, innate techniques. I feel like innate technique, let me see. I could be wrong.
That's the one you're born with, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, but 10 I feel like shadows, limitless, six eyes.
I don't know. We can do some more research on that. But I'm pretty sure, like, it's a difference between innate and, like, inherited and passed down and stuff like that.
I mean, okay, so let's look at Kenjaku. So,
like, Hikari's a great example. Like, his thing is innate in the fact of Well, that's his domain, really.
His curse technique is his domain for the most part. But that's like his innate technique.
But he built that on his own curse technique. Let me see. What is Hikari's curse technique? I hate this website. I'm not going on here.
Game rant. Like, I don't know. Like, if I feel like if there was really a difference, then wouldn't most people with inherited techniques also have another one?
I mean, they probably don't feel like they need to train to get another one. I mean, one of the first people we seen with multiple was Sukuna.
Right. We don't know what that one is. We don't know what the fire arrow is, though.
Yeah.
But, like, the only person I can think of who actually has multiple is Kenjaku and Gojo.
Yeah. Okay. We'll come back to it.
Yeah.
I could be wrong on that.
We don't know. I don't know. Only other thing, they did a 12-hour promotional video for Volume 26. You know, it's just a slideshow of Gojo and like memories and stuff on YouTube. Some people think that it means Gojo is going to come back. I think they're just doing a promotional video for the volume though, because it's the volume that has the end of the Gojo fight. But I mean, some people are convinced he's going to come back, and they keep showing him since he's died in different flashbacks and stuff. So maybe.
I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, whatever happens, happens. If he does come back, it'll probably be another awakening. Because last time he was, you know, near death, that's when he figured some stuff out.
I don't know. If he comes back, I feel like it wouldn't be a challenge for him to beat Sukuna if he just came back.
Yeah, because he knows everything. Whatever happens, however he came back to life, he must have figured or seen something at the end of death. Probably the true essence of Jujutsu sorcery. And he probably has, like, probably become like Neo in the Matrix. Like, where he just knows, understands everything down to the, like, science. But, like, I feel like that's, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like that's literally Mahito, but we're not gonna talk about this again, because I already said what I said about what I think about him. If he would have lasted longer, he probably would have been the strongest person ever.
Well, usually also is understanding the soul.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I was saying it more like if Gojo came back, I feel like Sukuna's pretty weak.
Oh, you think Gojo would just be like 100% and he'll be super weak?
Yeah, I don't think that would really be fair at that point. Like Gojo coupled with everyone else that's there versus Sukuna now, I don't think that would be a fight.
Yeah. I mean, story for a different day, but without Mahiraga, Sukuna probably loses.
Oh my God.
No, I'm serious. Because he said I wouldn't be able to figure out Infinity.
Yeah, that's true.
So he probably loses.
Well, he would have lost. I don't know necessarily that he would have lost against Gojo, but he would have lost after Gojo.
He would have lost against Gojo.
I don't know, bro.
You got to think. The only way he was able to figure out how to do that, like world slash or whatever, is because he seen Mahiraga do it. Like, he probably wouldn't have figured that out. And if he did, it probably would have been too late.
That's true, but Sukuna also didn't reincarnate. I feel like that would have been a whole different fight. Sukuna, full power with reincarnation. Because you got to think, then he has four arms and a second mouth. He could have used domain amplification.
Yeah, coupled with the slices. I think Gojo's chopping off some of them arms before we even...
I don't know, bro.
Before we even get to that point.
Because you got to think, okay. Without Mahiraga, like, does he have the other shadows, or is he just fighting Gojo? Like, what is he without Mahiraga?
I mean, without Mahiraga, he can't. I mean,
You just saying without 10 shadows in general?
Yeah, if he has no 10 shadows, it's over.
I don't know, bro.
I don't think so.
We haven't even seen Forearm Sukuna with full health.
I mean, we haven't seen Forearm Sukuna with anything because he got clapped literally as soon as he started doing it. They cut his arm off and stabbed him through the chest.
So he fought Kashimo physically, fully healthy from a physical standpoint.
And that was it. Yeah.
And he just waffled him really fast. And then he started fighting Yuta and, well, he started fighting Yuji and Higurama and all them. And then they've been wearing him out. Like, we've never seen him in his high-end era form, full power, full health, domain expansion, all that. Can you imagine him having four arms and domain expansion and reverse curse technique and his curse tool?
I don't know, man. It's not getting past infinity, bro. I don't think it is. Because literally the only thing he could do is cutting up the space that doesn't exist. But he can't figure that out with Mahiraga. He literally can't, he couldn't figure that out. He's like, I can't do that. Figure out another way because I can't do that. And if he couldn't figure it out on his own, I don't think he's figuring it out in the midst of battle.
But he was also holding back so he didn't exhaust himself.
Exhaust himself. That's true. That is true.
I don't know. I just think it's a whole different game if Sukuna uses Malevolent Shrine with four arms and Domain Amplification with his other arms and his Curse Tool. Like, I think that's a completely different fight. It's always going to be headcanon, though, who wins, but
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I need to see it. Makes me regret not seeing it, though. But yeah, any predictions for 257?
No predictions for me. I think, Sukuna's probably just going to level up again. I really want to go back to Hikari and Urame, honestly. I kind of don't really care about what's happening with Sukuna right now. I mean, we've been seeing it week after week after week after week. Like, I want to see what, because I want Hikari to show up. That's what I really want.
I think he's probably going to do a switchback to Hikari and Urame. Maybe we'll get a couple chapters of them fighting and it'll finally end. I'm still placing my bet on the fight's going to end this month. But do you think, the funny thing is, I feel like Hikari still wouldn't be the next person to come. I feel like Takaba will get there before Hikari.
You said Takabe.
Takaba.
The comedian?
Yes. I feel like he will get to the fight before Hikari will get to the fight.
I mean, if he shows up, they'll win too.
I don't know.
He's literally the strongest person in the show right now.
Is he the strongest?
Yes, he is.
I mean, he can't kill anyone, though.
I mean, he could if he wanted to. He just doesn't have the will.
I don't think he can kill anyone. With his specific, like, imagination power, I'm pretty sure he could, like, punch or kick someone to death.
He can kill people. He just doesn't. Remember, they're like, he just can't kill because he's not. That's not him.
I don't think he said that's just not him. I think he just said he can't kill anyone.
Bruh. Yuta was like, he can't kill. That's what Yuta said, right? He can't kill. I think he's saying it as in, like, he's not a killer, bruh. It's not in him. He can't kill.
I don't know, man. I think you could take that, interpret it a couple different ways.
I just think, yeah, because why would he not be able to kill with his technique if they literally say he has the power that can oppose that even of Gojo?
What'd you say?
It's in the manga, and it says Takabe, his curse technique is capable of opposing that, even though that of Gojo. Like, it's as, like, his curse technique is so strong, it can oppose even Gojo. Like, if Gojo was here and able to fight, if he really used his curse technique, he could win. He could beat Gojo. That's what the manga said. So, I don't think you can do that without killing somebody. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know.
So he can kill. He just doesn't. He's not him as a person. Not his curse technique, but him as a person is not a killer, bro.
I think it's curse technique just because that would be overpowered if he could kill people.
That's why they nerf it by giving it to a guy that can't kill people.
Okay, so you think the nerf is he doesn't want to kill. I think the nerf is that he physically can't kill.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, I think I already said my prediction. I think Sukuna's going to heal up too. I don't think this fight is over.
I'll say this, and then I'll leave it at that for JJK. If Takabe learned dark humor, the show would be over.
Dark literally. Humor.
It would be over.
Oh, man. No. Let me see. How'd you feel about the first episode of this Power Ranger show?
I thought it was good. It seems like it's going to be good. It's just going to be a show to watch, you know. I don't think it'll have a whole lot of depth to it, but it's just interesting. Or I think it might have a little bit more depth than what we see at face value. Because the Power Rangers are literally just farming these these freaking lackeys of the villains they killed and just getting endless money off of them. But since this guy, Fighter D, is trying to oppose them and make them lose, it's going to be a bigger problem. And not only that, but some people in the crowd like the fighter, like the enemies more. Like, they have fans. So I think it'll come to light, like, hey, this is all fake, but now it's real. And we're actually trying to win, and we want to kill them. And I feel like people might pick sides or something. I could be overestimating how serious the show is going to get, but I think that'll happen. It could still be lighthearted, but, you know, like, that's what I think.
I was pleasantly surprised by this. At first, when it first started, I was like, is this just going to be a kid's show? Because I thought it was just going to be Power Rangers, literally just fighting people or fighting monsters or whatever. That's what it felt like. Like, it felt very true to Power Rangers for the first bit. And then when he started walking off by himself, I thought it was going to get more serious. I kind of felt during the part of the fight when they were, it didn't really feel like a real fight to me. It felt kind of weird. Like, why would you have all these people around watching in an arena if this was like a serious battle? And why would it be like all these brand deals and sponsorships and all this stuff? Like, all of it felt fake to me. And I was like, there's no way this is like a real thing. Like, something fishy is going on. So yeah, they reveal they've been fighting for 13 years and it was a truce. They originally came and they got beat like in a year or something, and they're the only ones left. And they're just, like you said, farming them for entertainment, I guess. But I was surprised by the ending when the guy in the beginning, like the human form he takes, is actually like the D Duster. I think they're called Dusters. He was actually letter D, and he decided to run off and not take it anymore and actually take them down. But yeah, I think the show will be interesting. Yeah. If you were the monsters, would you keep this up for 13 years?
No. Not trying to not win. I'm going to get a dub somewhere.
That's the issue. The Power Rangers actually seem very strong, though.
No, yeah. I think they are pretty strong. I mean, they killed their bosses. And they just left them there. So, but it's like, you telling me for a year none of us could get any stronger or try to get any stronger?
For 13 years.
It's been 13 years?
Yeah, they said, 13 years.
Because it's been 990-something fights, and they do it every week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
But the numbers don't add up to 998 because they must have been doing more than once a week at some point. Because, like, it's like 13 years and, like, 52 weeks in a year. So that's somewhere like the 760-70 range. So they're probably doubling up some weeks, you know? Double features. But I think the show will be interesting. I hope it gets darker. I felt a bit of racism from the Red Ranger, so I think this will be interesting.
You said racism. What did he do?
He definitely came. You remember when, because D, like, he didn't fade away with all the rest of them, and he, like, was running towards him, but he was, like, tripping on stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm going to give you a real challenge. And then the Red Ranger was like, this isn't part of the script. And then he, like, sped up and sliced him. And when he sliced him, he started talking to him. He was like, stay in your place, monster, or whatever he said.
I mean, like, he's a monster.
I know, but it's
he's not a real person.
It gave off racism. He's a real person. They have feelings. Come on, man. See, I was confused because I understand the relationship dynamics now. They're definitely on the lower end. Like, it's not like an equal relationship. Like, they are, look, the monsters are
not at all. They told him, like, hey, we'll kill you, or you can sign this contract and just fight us every week, and we won't kill you, and you'll stay alive. That was a deal.
Yeah. But they looked down upon them. Like, he was literally like, you're a low-life monster. Bruh. Like, know your place.
So, all right, so you're telling me aliens, different planet, come down with their henchmen, trying to take over your world. You kill their bosses, and the dudes are still trying to fight you. Where I guess they weren't really trying to
fight
you.
They're not trying to fight them. No.
They're not trying to fight you. But you give them an ultimatum, like, hey, you know, like, you're here. And, I mean, some of them, like, D, he's like, we came here for a reason to take over the world. The other ones are just like, dude, we, like, our boss
died.
They've
lost all motivation.
Care. Yeah, yeah. But their original motivation was to take over the world. Like, that's what they were there for. Even when, I'm pretty sure, even when their leaders died, they still kind of felt that way at first. But then they realized, like, damn, we're probably going to not win this, so let's sign this contract and just, you know, sit here and do this thing. I don't think they have any way of, like, redeeming themselves.
But it's been 13 years.
But, I mean, it's showing that they've been redeemed because the public likes them. Like, the kid has a toy of the Defenders or the Monsters, and he's like, hey, do your best.
And the one guy, F, letter F, he's like, yeah, like, I take pride in my job
in his work. He likes whatever. It. He likes it.
Yeah. But, like, still, like, the dynamic, even though the public has come to like them because they just see that they're not a real threat. Everyone knows they're not a real threat. The heroes win every time because it's scripted anyway. And, like, they're cheering for the villains because, like, they know it's not really, like, a danger or anything.
It's WWE.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
But, like, still, the Red Ranger is definitely racist. Like, that doesn't excuse racism. Like, okay, if an alien comes down here and we fuck them up and their leader's gone and these aliens are just, like, immortal, they can't die, but, like, they don't really have anywhere else to go, like, they're all weak or whatever, I don't think that excuses us to be racist necessarily. Like, I wouldn't be like, yeah, be racist towards the aliens. I may, like, kick them out or something. Ship them off into space.
I agree.
Like, you know, like, this is basically enslavement. Like, this is entrapment, indentured servitude of some kind.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's been 13 years. Was that movie 12 Years a Slave? Very close. It's like, it's a long time to be doing this. Granted, I mean, they said they still feel
pain. I mean,
pain,
it's basically like they're in prison.
Yeah, they're basically doing a prison sentence of some kind.
So that's why I'm like, I can't really feel bad. You just tried to invade our planet and take over the world, and we won. So now you're just prisoners of war, I guess. You know what I mean?
See, that,
like,
didn't
I
even
don't know.
Sound right to say, though. Like,
but I'm saying, like, what, like, what do you think should happen to them? Like, they literally tried to take over the world and kill everybody. Like, what do you mean?
I think they
you want
ship
them to
them
get
off.
Some kind of peace? You want them to?
I don't know. Like, find something. Like, I don't believe in locking people up for, like, ever. Like, it's been 13 years. That's a long time.
So if somebody walks into someone's house, kills the whole family for no reason, you feel like they shouldn't get life in prison?
No, they should probably get life in prison.
Okay.
Or they should just be
executed. So if these group of aliens show up to Earth trying to kill everybody just to take over the world, and then we beat their bosses, and now their henchmen are here, but they just can't die. Like, that's another thing. They're immortal.
That's the
they
thing.
Probably
they're
did
immortal.
Try to kill him. They probably tried to kill him, and they were like, they're not dying. So, like, what do we do?
That's what changes is that they're immortal.
So you think they should be rehabbed? Because
they should,
and then put back into society.
Either that, or, like, find a way to just, like, ship them off somewhere.
But where are they going to ship them to?
I don't know. Like, how'd they get there?
I mean, we don't know their technology right now. It has to be pretty advanced if they just... But they said they just showed up from that thing in the sky. Like, it just popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I got another prediction. I'm going to say all of this is man-made.
Like what?
Like the monsters and the aliens that showed up. Yeah, I think it's going to all be man-made.
You think like they made the dusters like in a lab or something?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's my prediction.
Okay. It's even more messed up. I think my prediction for episode 2, I think he's going to take the recruitment exam and maybe he's going to pass it, but it'll be like just barely or something.
I think he'll barely pass, yeah.
Yeah. He's not very athletic or strong, it seems.
He has really good augmentation powers, though.
True. That was another thing I was thinking, though. During this 13-year stint, how was he the only one that thought of just, like,
looking like leaving and becoming a human? Acting like a human? I mean, that's I think everybody else seems pretty content with it. They don't really care.
Yeah. That's because their spirits have been broken. It's messed up, man. Let me see. Windbreaker, episode 1. How does this...
Neighborhood Watch, episode 1.
How does this compare to Tokyo Revengers, since everyone
keeps I think it has more depth and better reasoning on why they're fighting people. Tokyo Revengers, they literally just wanted to be like the top gang in Tokyo. Mind you, they're all in middle school, so it's okay. Less believable. Like, these are high school kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. In Tokyo Revengers, they're all in middle school.
What are they, like 14, 13?
Yeah, 14, 13, and they just run the city. Like, I'm not buying. Right, like, what?
Bro. Okay. All
right. And also, they had some serious moments in Tokyo Revengers that didn't, like, hit home or feel serious at all. Like, this one dude from a different gang ended up, I guess this dude got beat up, right? This one gang member got into a scuffle with like a enemy gang or something, and he got beat up. So what he did for getting beat up is he went and raped this dude's girlfriend and then killed somebody. But like in the show, they just made it seem like it was like not serious. And I'm like, what? Like, what the heck? Like, that's kind of crazy. And they're just like, I don't know. They just made it really casual. I'm like, I feel like this should be a lot more serious than how it's coming off right now. But it doesn't come off serious at all. And then this one dude hit this guy's sister over the head with a baseball bat and killed her to like make him angry, so when he gets older he becomes like, so he can control him, essentially. It's just a lot of weird. It's like, bro, this stuff is not making sense. Like, none of this is making sense at all. Like, the reasoning behind, like, what they're doing and why it's working and why it leads into the plot is just not making any sense. So,
is there also, like, a supernatural aspect to this show or no?
Yeah, the one guy keeps going back in the past because in the future, he's, like, a loser or whatever, Takamichi. And then he gets pushed into a train rail while the train is coming. But a police detective who happens to be the brother of his girlfriend when he was younger saves him, and the police detective is trying to figure out who killed his sister, and it turns out to be one of the people in the past that were in a gang, and he killed her in the future because he was in love with her in the past, but Takamichi and her were together, but Takamichi didn't even know the dude in the past liked her, and the girl didn't know he liked her either, but since she went with Takamichi in the past, he wanted to kill her in the future, and then he went back in time. Mind you, they don't even know this yet. They don't know this. This is like the main premise of the show, though. Basically, some dude liked this girl. The girl didn't know he liked him. Got with this other guy. And then he professed his love to her in the future. And she was like, yeah, I never liked you like that. And then he kills her. And then that's when his brother is trying to figure out like why she was killed and a bunch of other stuff. It's really stupid. Like, it's not good. It's not good. I'm going to be honest. It's not good. Like,
I'm not going to watch it, but yeah, I just know people were
comparing the first season. None of this. We didn't know any of this. The first season, all we know is that he's going back in the past to try to change the future so that the world, like Tokyo, isn't basically like an underground area full of a bunch of mob and mafia guys and stuff like that, right? But then once they start getting more in depth of like why stuff is happening and what's the reason behind it, it just gets stupider and stupider and stupider to me.
Well,
I don't have a lot to say, just that I like the MC so far. I like his character design, and he seems cool. His whole reason for fighting, interesting. I think it was just because
he wants to be a tough guy. He wants to be.
People didn't like him because how he looks.
People didn't like him because how he looks, and he was like, "I'm gonna embrace that and make more people not like me, and I'm gonna be the strongest person," which is like kind of weird.
Like, yeah, what? I thought it was a weird approach to it.
But then he gets here, and then he realizes, like, oh, there's people here who are like me or who don't care what I look like, and I'm strong, and they're strong, and we can fight to protect the city.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
I feel like...
And this only happened, like, two, three years ago.
Yeah.
So they're pretty new, yeah. That's why I said it's just Neighborhood Watch.
Yeah, basically.
That's all they are. Like, they didn't even call the police. They called them.
Yeah. I would never live in a town like that.
But it seems like it's going to be fine within the next couple of years. I don't know how long the show is, but she was like, yeah, the crime rate is going down a lot. Everything didn't get better. Like, it was known for being one of the top, you know, prominent gang towns. But ever since, I forgot the name of the group.
I think they're...
Windbreaker, right?
That's their name. Windbreaker, yeah.
And then they showed up. And then ever since then, the crime rate and stuff has been going down. It's been a lot safer, so... Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even know where maybe they'll just keep protecting the town. I don't even know where the plot will go from here.
I think people will probably be like, yeah, because I mean, after 2 years, they're probably going to get bigger. I don't think they'll add more people to their group, but I think what's going to probably happen is that some gangs are going to be tired of them trying to run everything and make it safe. And that's where the plot comes in to play. But like you said, I don't really see what any more can happen. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, what is going to be the deeper meaning of the show?
I thought that, like, the story would be about him. He comes to this town trying to be number one, goes to school, and then slowly starts meeting people and forms his own team. But it seems like he's just going to join their team.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, will his goals change? I'm pretty sure the goal is
probably it's probably going to be, like, get rid of all the gangs in town and make it safe.
Okay. And just be the number one. That'll probably be,
like, the main point of the story.
Okay.
Because that's the only thing I can see them doing with this, is that it gets to the point where, like, they protect the town and the town is no longer seen as, like,
gang city.
A gang, yeah.
And then they graduate high school. Only other thing about this is it reminded me of MHA when it was like, this is a story of how he became the hero of the town. It just reminded me of MHA when he was like, this is a story of how he became the number one hero. Like, that's what it feels like. But yeah. I think that's all I got. Besides my prediction for next episode, I think that... What was I going to say?
There's somebody in the audience.
I know. I don't know what that is. I keep having, like,
somebody's here listening.
Malfunctions. Well, I don't actually see anyone, is the thing.
Yeah, I don't see
you either. It just says me and you, so I don't know.
It says all participants and audience, but then I don't see anyone.
It must be some kind of issue I'm having. I don't know. Hopefully the recording comes out normal.
Yeah, it says live recording, so.
Okay. But yeah, I think next episode he'll probably just go to school, and I don't know. I feel like he isn't immediately going to join their team. That's it. I think he's still going to be reluctant to join. Maybe he'll get to know them one by one still. I don't know.
Bro's already on the team, bro.
Is he on the team?
He pretty much accepted it. Yeah. When he was freaking out and then they healed his leg and then he jumped up and kicked the dude in the face.
He kind of did. I don't know.
I think, like you said, he's on the team, but he's going to act like, no, I'm not on the team. I don't want to be on the team, but he's on the team.
Okay. He's on the team. Yeah. He's in there. All right. Oh, what's this? Oh, it's just like a profile.
He's 5'6", 130. Oh, God. That is a small dude, bruh.
Yeah, it is. Dude. Anything else you got for this coming week? Sure JJK's on a break.
You said you're on a break?
No, I said I'm pretty sure JJK is on a break this week.
Oh, yeah. It'll be back next week, though, right?
Yeah, it's just 1 week.
So yeah. That's it. That's it for me. I don't got nothing else.
Okay. Well,
My Hero dropped a new movie.
Did that come out?
I don't know if it's out, but it's like Dark Might.
Yeah, that's the thing. Dark Might. All the movies seem, I've only seen one of them, but it had like crazy animation, so maybe I'll watch that. My Hero Ultra Rumble, for people that play that, All For One came out today as a character. Yeah, I think that's all I got too. Thank you for listening. If you made it this far, shout out to everyone out there. It's been episode 67. Make sure you leave a rating, share, like, follow, subscribe, all those other things. Peace out.
Peace.